Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Despite the perspective of many people today, yes, even despite the perspective of many in the church, despite what they say, despite what they believe, the truth of the Word of God is sufficient for every aspect of our lives. It is sufficient for our instruction, for our encouragement, for our correction. It is sufficient for our direction, for our spiritual health, and for our spiritual growth. And more importantly, it is sufficient for our salvation, since it is the Word of God. It is His Word to us. And so it is the only source of truth concerning these things, because it is the only written source of revelation from God Himself. Everything else is a lie. His Word gives us light. His Word gives us truth. It gives us divine resources for living in this world, and it prepares us for the world to come. And it is the Spirit of God who reveals this truth to us through the Word of God, so that we might have the mind of Christ. And as Jesus Himself said in Mark 12:24, to understand the Scriptures is to experience the power of God in our lives. The Word cuts like a knife right down to our very soul. And so it can make us feel a little bit uncomfortable at times, can't it? But we are also told in Luke 11:28, blessed is the one who hears the Word and who obeys it. As Job pointed out in Job chapter 23, where he said, I have treasured the words of His mouth more than my daily bread. In the Bible, God has revealed Himself to us with clarity, with accuracy, with authority, and with certainty, and in truth. And in Psalm 19, He tells us how He has revealed Himself to us. So in verse 1, He says first, look up into the sky. Look at the clouds. Look beyond them. And then look around you. For He has revealed Himself to us through His creation. His creation is the declaration of His power and of His design, of His wisdom and of His might. Through His creation, He has put His glory on display, so we are all without excuse. Creation demands an acknowledgement of the Creator. And so it says in verse 1, the heavens, the sun, and the moon, and the stars are all telling a story. They speak of the glory and of the majesty of God. Their expanse, rachia in Hebrew, from one end to the other, from the length and to the breadth, of his creation to the far reaches of the universe. Everything is declaring and is testifying to the skillful work of the hands of our Creator. His fingerprints are on all that he has created. Day after day, his creation pours forth speech like a fountain pours forth water. And night after night reveals knowledge, da'af in Hebrew. It gives us the facts. It declares the truth that God formed the light and that he has created the darkness, it says in Isaiah 45, verse 7. And time moves forward according to his timetable. And though there is no speech, though there are no audible words, though their voice is not heard, still, creation speaks loudly. It speaks with clarity and with certainty and with power in a language that everyone can understand. There is a God in the heavens. Their voice speaks and testifies to our mind and to our heart. And so it says in verse 4, their line, kav in Hebrew, the measure of their testimony has gone out through all of the earth, and their utterances have gone out to the ends of the earth. Yes, even without speaking a word. And in them, it says, in his creation, he has placed a tent for the sun, ohel in Hebrew, a dwelling place. The sun is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber on his wedding day. Each day it rejoices as a strong man, gibor in Hebrew, as a champion in a race, and it rejoices to run its course. And its rising is from one end of the heavens, and its circuit, its path, takes it to the other end of the heavens. And nothing, no one, is hidden from its light and from its heat. But don't stop there. God has not only revealed himself through his creation in a detailed and specific way, but he has revealed himself in a way that is far more beneficial to us. He has revealed himself through his word, the Bible, which is the word of God. And it is the only place where we can find the truth of how we can be rescued from our sin and how we can be saved from the wrath to come. So we are told in verse 7, the law of the Lord, Torah in Hebrew, this divine explanation is the instruction manual, the manual that we need for our lives, the instruction manual that we need for our souls, which has been written by God himself. And so it says, it is in fact perfect. Tamim in Hebrew. It is complete. It lacks nothing. It is without defect. It is without error. It is sufficient for every aspect of our lives. And it provides the only way to restore our soul, nefesh in Hebrew. The only way to totally transform our lives for all eternity through the good news of the sacrifice of our Savior for us. Nothing else gives us that kind of information. And in addition to that, it says the testimony of the Lord, Eduth in Hebrew, his warning, his witness to us is sure. Aman in Hebrew. It is trustworthy. It is unwavering. He tells it like it is, making us wise, it says. Not with the wisdom of this world, but he makes us wise with the wisdom of God. So, the simple, pithi in Hebrew, those whose minds are like an open door, letting everything and anything come in, to them, he gives discernment. So that we can make the right choices in our lives, in the right way, and at the right time. And we're told in verse 8, the precepts of the Lord, pikudim in Hebrew, his guidelines, his divine principles for life and for living, they are right, it says. Yasha in Hebrew. They are straight. They're like a compass that is pointing us in the way that we should go. So we can rejoice and be glad and have peace in our heart and in our mind and in our soul as we walk in the light of the truth of his word. So we sing songs of praise to our God. And the commandment of the Lord, mitzvah, that which he requires of us is pure. Ber in Hebrew. It purges our mind. It gives clear direction for our lives. It burns away the perspective of this world, enlightening our eyes, illuminating our understanding like a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. So we can see things for the way that they really are. And the psalmist adds this in verse 9. The scriptures bring the fear of the Lord. Yarach in Hebrew. They bring reverence. They bring awe for him which is clean. Tahor, which purifies us forever. And the judgments of the Lord, Mishpat, his divine verdict concerning what is right and what is wrong, his assessment concerning us is true. Emeth, his judgments are always trustworthy. We can count on him to give us the truth. His judgments are righteous altogether. There's no error. He doesn't make mistakes. His word is the only source of spiritual truth. And his word is a gift. It is a gift to us. And so we're told in verse 10, it is more desirable. Hamed in Hebrew. It is more valuable. It is more precious than gold. Yes, more precious than much fine gold. No matter how much gold we may have, gold and silver are for this life alone, but the truth of the Word of God is forever. For it leads us on the path of salvation. And His Word is also sweeter, verse 10, sweeter than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb, enriching our lives with joy, making our burdens a little bit lighter, giving us hope, joy. And so we are told in verse 11, by His word, your servant is warned. Zaher. We are instructed. We are protected from going in the wrong direction. It's our spiritual guidebook. His word is not a weight around our necks that we drag around and that drags us down, but it is in fact our joy. Therefore, we are to guard it. We are to obey it. We are to live by it, since it is a gift from God for our benefit, a gift for our eternal soul. And in keeping His word, it says, there is great reward. Erker in Hebrew, there's profit. Even beyond this life, there is eternal reward, because it opens our eyes to the ways of God. For it says in verse 12, who can discern? Bein in Hebrew. Who can consistently act wisely and understand His errors as we live and at times as we wander from the path of the truth? Who can do that? No one. So the psalmist cries out to the Lord, acquit me. Nach in Hebrew. Cleanse me. Purge me of my hidden faults, of the things that only You can see in me, the things that only You know about me. And also, it says in verse 13, keep back Your servant, Hasak. Restrain me from presumptuous sins, Zed in Hebrew, from the arrogance of placing myself above Your word and above Your direction and above Your correction. Let those sins not rule over me and dominate my life. Then I shall be blameless, the psalmist says. Tamen. Then I shall be made complete, and I shall be acquitted and unpunished and purged of my great transgression, peshah in Hebrew, of my acts of rebellion against You. So in verse 14, the psalmist concludes his words. He concludes his prayer with his desire, with his commitment, where he says, let the words of my mouth, all that I speak, and the meditation of my heart, higayon in Hebrew, the songs that I sing to myself, the whisperings of my heart, may they be acceptable and find favor in Your sight, O Lord, You who are my rock and my strength, You who are my Redeemer and my Savior and my God. So we pray, Lord, teach us to number our days according to Your word, so that we might present to You a heart of wisdom in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.